Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. President Donald Trump came out with a strong response this afternoon to yesterday's suspected chemical weapons attack in Syria, which reportedly killed more than 100, including many children. Standing in the Rose Garden alongside King Abdullah of Jordan, the president said that the attack crossed a line.
It crossed a lot of lines for me. When you kill innocent children, innocent babies, little babies, with a chemical gas that is so lethal, people were shocked to hear what gas it was. That crosses many, many lines, beyond the red line, many, many lines.
That was just this afternoon at the White House. Earlier today at the UN Security Council, Nikki Haley, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, took an even harder line.
When the United Nations consistently fails in its duty to act collectively, there are times in the life of states that we are compelled to take our own action. For the sake of the victims, I hope the rest of the council is finally willing to do the same.
Well, joining me now with some analysis is Max Abrams. He's a professor of political science at Northeastern University and an expert on international security and terrorism. Professor Abrams, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
So what's your reaction to what we heard the president say just this afternoon? I mean, is he signaling a major rethinking of U.S. policy on Syria?
I mean, this is really, really striking. His language on Syria has completely changed. Remember, during the campaign, he tried to differentiate himself from Hillary Clinton by saying, you know, he's not a regime change guy. He doesn't support, you know, the rebels. He wants to work with Russia together against the terrorists, etc. And now he seems to have done a very quick about-face. And it seems to be driven primarily by, you know, these major international humanitarian concerns, because the use of chemical weapons is understood all over the world as a qualitative escalation. And so now the UN is debating what to do about it. Of course, this isn't the first time. There was also a major chemical attack in 2013 in East Ghouta. But the Russians blocked a UN resolution. They've blocked 7 UN resolutions. And so I expect Russia to block this resolution, too, at which point the U.S. may have to try to go around it.
As Nikki Haley indicated earlier today. But Professor Abrams, let me ask you, I mean, obviously the president was feeling, like many people are, a huge amount of emotion about the images coming out of Syria. There's no doubt about that. But in the same press conference in the Rose Garden today, he said, when he was pressed on what would the U.S. do in response,
right,
he said, I'm not saying I'm doing anything one way or another, but I'm certainly not going to be telling you, being the reporter. So he was nonspecific to that answer.
I mean, if we know anything about Trump, it's that he is the solution to everything up his sleeve. You know, not just Islamic State, but also presumably Syria. No, I mean, the truth is that that Syria is a really tough situation. There really aren't, you know, many good guys. We wanted to side with the rebels. We looked, you know, for moderate rebel opposition under Obama, and we really just didn't find them in large numbers. The truth of the matter is that the insurgency, or whatever you want to call it, has been taken over by Al-Qaeda types. The area that was bombed, Idlib, is absolutely teeming with terrorists. And so if we remove Assad, that will create a power vacuum, which will breathe even more life into these Al-Qaeda-type players. On the other hand, what is the president supposed to do? Just stand by when there's this imagery of, you know, this regime indiscriminately gassing the population, including children? And so everybody feels very emotional about this issue, but intellectually, when you really understand how bad it is there and what the alternatives are, it remains unclear how we should proceed.
Right. Well, I mean, the president said also today that his attitude towards Syria and Assad has changed very much. And as we heard earlier, He said that what's happened has crossed many, many, many lines beyond a red line, officially putting him further than the Obama administration ever went. Max Abrams, professor of political science at Northeastern University, thank you so much. Hope to have you back as we'll see what develops here with the United States and Syria.
Talk to you soon.